Let's speak to Bruce Williamson from the Rail Future Campaign Group, works with rail user groups across the country. Thanks for coming on this afternoon, Bruce. I wonder if you've seen any evidence, any suggestion, that because specifically of the strikes, a generation is going to be put off rail use. Hi.
I've heard that comment from the government. I think I sort of agree with you. I don't think in itself it's going to wipe a generation off rail use, but it's kind of chipping away at the reputation of rail as a mode of transport. We're concerned. You know, we're called Rail Future for a reason. We want more people to use railways. We want a bigger and better railway. And the less reliable and the less available rail is as a mode of transport, people will naturally look at alternatives and get out of the habit of using rail.
I just wonder whether the idea that people have been put off the rails, for a lot of people, they would quite like to be put off the rails. They would quite like another form of transport because the service has been terrible, because they don't run on time. You know, in parts of the northwest of England, the service has been appalling for years, and yet they have to use the rail because they've got no alternative.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's been a lot of problems with the railway, particularly recently, as you say, with Northern, and I think Avanti is the other bad guy, isn't it? And also in your earlier piece, you mentioned rail fares, and that's something else which we've mentioned an awful lot. That's very much within the gift of the government, and having some of the most outrageous rail fares in Europe, I think, is another way that the government is successfully putting people off travelling by rail. So that's another issue.
Do you think that as part of the future of rail, many more operators are going to be taken back into public ownership, given the state of some of them?
I think they will change hands under the current government. There's no danger of them falling into public ownership, but the railways are operated in a different way from when they were first privatised. There are no franchises anymore. There are operating companies which are paid a fixed fee to run the railway. So when you pay for your ticket, you're paying your money direct to the government. You're not giving it to the rail company. They're really piggy in the middle. And I think in terms of strikes as well, the rail operating companies, the train operating companies, are very much piggy in the middle. It's a dispute between the rail unions and really the Department for Transport.
Mm. And to what extent do you think it's true, the unions say, that the government have deliberately stopped, whether it's Network Rail or the Rail Delivery Group, from being able to set terms for things like pay?
I don't have any sort of inside information on this, but I'm inclined to believe it. I think the government are certainly spoiling for a fight on this one, and they're digging in their heels for the long term, as are the rail unions too. I mean, it will end eventually, and there will be a settlement. But I fear that there will be many, many more strikes before both sides see sense. Really?
Oh God, really? More?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, cheers, Bruce. Bruce Williamson from the Rail Future Campaign Group, who works with rail user groups across the country, ending on a high note at the start of 2023. Not more, please. Jerry's in Edgware. Hi, Jerry.